From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now, an interview with the attorney who has agreed to defend Major Nidal Hassan, the alleged gunman in last week's Fort Hood rampage. John Galligan is a military man himself, a retired Army colonel, as well as a former military judge at Fort Hood. He was retained by Major Hassan's family and recently met with his client in the intensive care unit at Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio. I asked Colonel Galligan to describe that meeting.
Well, it was very brief. It was limited to the subject of his representation. I took with me a military defense attorney who has also been detailed to his case. That's Major Chris Martin out of Fort Hood. And we both basically explained our respective roles, relationship as defense attorney, and the additional rights that he has concerning counsel. He seemed to understand all of that fully, seemed satisfied with at least the two of us being the current defense team. And then because it appeared to me that he was very, very tired and obviously on medication or sedatives, that pretty much concluded my meeting with him.
Colonel Galligan, can you explain why you agreed to represent Nidal Hassan and whether you have whether you feel conflicted about that?
Let me tell you, I've spent 30 years in the Army. You can't help when you leave that period of time serving and working with soldiers. It's almost inevitable that you do like I did. As soon as I retired, the great bulk of the people that I represented were soldiers. I'm a firm believer in giving back. I believe soldiers give much to their country, and it's important that we as attorneys, to the extent we can, give back to them by making sure anytime they find themselves in the criminal justice arena that we make sure they get a fair trial.
You served, I think, at Fort Hood, is that right, with the 1st Cavalry?
I was at Fort Hood with the 1st Cavalry, both as a deputy SJ and as a staff judge advocate. I later then served at the end of my military career back at Fort Hood as a trial judge and then ultimately as a chief circuit judge. I also know enough about the military justice system to be sufficiently concerned that in a high-profile case such as this, it's imperative that we be ever vigilant to ensure that he gets a fair trial. And that ranges everywhere from ensuring that his rights against self-incrimination are respected all the way to ensuring that a proper forum, that is, you know, one free from prejudice, is available to hear and try his case. So all of those are issues that I'm starting to have to, you know, assess as they impact on his case. Can he get a fair trial at Fort Hood? I have my doubts. I'll just say that your listeners should join me in requesting that everybody make sure as we go down this road that we call military justice, that we make sure that we stay on track so that Major Hassan gets a fair, impartial hearing and trial. That's what we want, not just for him, because it's also what we want for each and every one of us.
I wonder, Colonel Galligan, given your own connections with Fort Hood, the time you served there, how hard it is for you to separate yourself from the immense tragedy that happened there and to represent your client who's accused of killing so many people on that post.
Well, I've carefully considered that and made a personal decision that my contacts with Fort Hood are not going to impede my ability to competently and aggressively represent Major Hassan. The moment I feel any uncertainty, either because of qualifications or because of conflict, I would be the first to raise those directly with my client, and I'd be the first to ask that I remove myself from further representation. I wouldn't enter into this if I didn't feel that I could give 100% in accordance with the law on behalf of him and his defense. And I say that to every soldier that walks through my door. And I've had some that I've had to say, sorry, I can't do this because of a conflict. But I'm very proud when I can defend a soldier.
Colonel Galligan, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And it was very nice talking to you.
That's Colonel John Galligan. He has been hired to represent Major Nidal Hassan, who's accused in the shootings at Fort Hood.